This is episode 1076. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for being exactly where you are as you get ready to meditate. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme we explore in depth, so you can really master a particular quality in your life. And this week, it's all about forgiveness. So in every single episode, you are discovering a meditation technique to help you forgive others and to forgive yourself. Sometimes that's the most difficult thing of all to do. So in today's episode, I'm going to share with you a meditation technique called a mudra. And if you're not familiar with mudras, I encourage you to try it. Challenge yourself. Many people tell me that once they started doing mudras, they are now their go-to meditation technique. A mudra is a way you position your hands and it activates your nervous system in a particular way. And this stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. So they're very similar to how yoga might work for your mind-body connection or acupressure. So this mudra for today is called the Virata Mudra. And the Virata Mudra is so simple to do, but if you're not sure how to do it, there's a photo over at my Facebook page, which is at Sip and Om. So it's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, Om. You might say that when you meditate, Om. So Sip and Om, that is my Facebook page, and there you can find a photo of the mudra. I always leave one for you there, just so that you can see how it's done. Every Wednesday, I share a mudra. So you don't have to do the mudra when you do today's meditation, but it's a great way to make your meditation ritual even more dynamic, as I mentioned. So this mudra is very simple. What you're going to do is, if you're seated in a chair or you're seated on the ground, either way is fine. You're going to take your left palm and face it upward. And you can even do this if you're standing up. And you would just kind of hold your palm upward, your left palm upward. And this is a open gesture to receive something new. And then your right hand is facing with your palm downward. So you could just place it there on your knee or your lap with your palm downward. And if you allow your fingers, if you're seated on the ground, you could do this. If you allow your fingers to kind of brush the ground where you're sitting, just kind of drape over your knee or your leg and brush the ground where you're seated, that is great. Because now, if you can't do that, don't worry. Just place your palm downward. But it's great for this reason. Your palm downward on your thigh or your lap, or even on your leg as you're standing up, you might be standing up doing this, this helps you to feel grounded. So if your fingers are kind of brushing against the ground, if you're seated on the floor, you could do this. Then you're actually touching the ground. And it's fantastic to do this if you're seated outside on the ground. Earthing is a really great practice to do as well, where you feel very grounded as you are actually seated or lying down on the ground, on the earth outside. Whenever you connect yourself with nature, you feel supported, and it's so much easier to put things into perspective. Research shows time and time again that people who are depressed, they recover so much faster if they spend time even walking outside. And if you could meditate outside sitting on the ground, imagine what that would do for your meditation ritual, and imagine how that would help you to forgive yourself or others. So the reason why this is a great mudra to do is because many times when you're focused on transitioning out of a negative quality in your life, so you want to let go of a grudge, or you want to let go of self-doubt or anger or hatred, you want to let go of these big emotions that can dominate your thoughts and dominate your life, there's a tendency to feel like you need to really focus on that emotion and work with it and let go of it. And that is true. It's important to identify and to name the emotion. There's a lot of research that shows that once you name the emotion, it triggers a response in the prefrontal cortex of your brain. It helps you to process in a much better way any kind of attachment to negative emotions. So if you're not feeling great and you name that emotion, I'm feeling this self-doubt, or I'm feeling a lot of animosity, or whatever your emotion is, by giving it a name, it's as if you catalog it in your brain and in your body as well. You can feel a response where you can feel a little bit more like you can process that emotion. You have a little more control over it. You can work with it at that point once you name it. If it's evasive and you're not quite sure how you're feeling, then this emotion can just linger on and drag you down. So try naming your emotion. And then this prefrontal part of your brain, this is the part that you activate and strengthen as you meditate. So by naming the emotion that you're feeling, and then of course by meditating, you give yourself a double dose of strength and support as you process holding a grudge or any kind of a negative emotion you're experiencing. So with this mudra, as you meditate with your hand open, and even if you're not doing this mudra, you could do this visualization part. Visualize what is coming into your life. Visualize feeling open and receptive to something new. You may have opportunities already around you that you could pursue. Maybe you haven't been focused on them because these negative emotions are dominating your thoughts and life. So when you process them by naming them, by meditating and doing this mudra and techniques like this, you're able to let go of those emotions and the emotional pain associated with them and open up to something better in your life. So visualize with your left palm upward there on your lap. Visualize something new coming into your life. And with your right palm, grounding you, allowing you to feel stable and supported and strong in yourself. So do this technique. Try it out. See how it works for you. You know, anything that you do to support yourself in this way, when you make that decision to try something new, to be open to possibilities, you create instantly a shift in your mindset. And you feel this in your body, some mind-body connection. So I honor you for all the hard work you're doing for yourself. And if you'd like to be guided in a meditation where I guide you for half an hour or 15 minutes, whichever you choose, you can find these daily guided meditations that I release each day at my website, and that's at sipandom.com. Again, it's sipandom.com. And there I invite you to a membership subscription site. So you subscribe to receive a daily meditation. And there you can try it, my gift to you, for 2 weeks absolutely free. And this also grants you instant access to over 1,000 meditations. And along with each week's series that we explore in depth, you get a slowdown guide with all the techniques outlined nicely for you there. So you don't have to remember what the mudra was or the breathing technique. You can just glance at it on this guide. And you also get a journal, because when you are processing a lot of big emotions, such as forgiveness, as we're exploring this week, it's very beneficial to journal. So you can print out a journal, or you can simply glance at the daily reflection question that I share with you each day on a journal there in my membership site. The membership site's called Slow Down Nation, and it allows you to give yourself permission to slow down. And again, that is at sipandom.com. So go do these meditation techniques. If you want more support, you know where to find it. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.